passed with two oppositions to one item. Now, I think we go on to the roll call agenda, correct?
Yep.
These are items that specifically require a roll call vote, where we go around the table and we vote individually by trustee, but we will attempt to do this on the entire collective package. Of course, if anyone would like to vote uniquely on any one item, we can arrange for that by saying yes to all except. And we've had experience with that, and I know there are some situations today that will happen. So, Susan, if you would, read the items for the roll call agenda.
Certainly. Number 23, approve preliminary operating budget for fiscal year 2014. 24, approve fiscal year 2014 agreements for the University of Illinois Alumni Association and the University of Illinois Foundation. 25, auxiliary facility system revenue bonds. 26, approve project, amend professional services consultant contract and construction manager contract, and approve design for renovation and addition, Assembly Hall, Urbana. 27, redesignate Assembly Hall as State Farm Center, Urbana. 28, approve project and award construction contract for replacement of boiler number 7, Chicago. 29, approve design, budget increase, and amend professional services consultant contract for Stanley O. Eikenberry Commons, Residence Hall number 3, Urbana. Number 30, designate the Curtis Granderson Stadium. Approve project and design for Curtis Granderson Stadium, Chicago. 31, award contract for exterior repairs, Davenport Hall, Urbana. 32, purchase and renewal recommendations. 33, authorize settlement, Harris versus Board of Trustees of the University of Illinois. 34, authorize settlement, Molina versus Garrison et al. 35, disclose certain minutes of executive sessions pursuant to Open Meetings Act. Thank you.
Very good. Any discussion or questions to those items? Is there a motion to approve? I think we have to have a motion first.
So
a motion to approve.
Second.
Moved and seconded. All right, we will do a roll call vote. And again, anything that you want to vote exception to, it's either all or with the exception of whatever one you want to address. Susan?
Very good. Mr. Estrada?
Aye to all.
Mr. Fitzgerald?
Aye to all.
Ms. Hazera? Ms. Holmes?
Yes to all.
Mr. Kennedy? Dr. Kortz?
Yes to all.
Mr. McMillan?
Yes to all.
Mr. Montgomery?
Yes to all, with the exception of 33 and 34. And to those, I abstain.
Thank you. Mr. Pulaski?
Yes to all.
Governor Quinn? Ms. Strobel?
Yes to all, with the exception of items 26 and 27. I would like to recuse myself from voting on those. And just so everyone understands, I've been on the board of State Farm since 2004, and while I was not involved in State Farm's decision regarding the Assembly Hall, I would like to recuse myself just to avoid any perception of a conflict.
Thank you. Mr. Thomas?
Yes to all.
Mr. Tinkin?
Yes to all.
Thank you.
Very good. I believe we have a positive vote on all, correct?
Yes.
All right. It's time now to move into the dashboard presentation. I invite the chancellors to give us a report on the dashboards. The topics they will discuss include admissions, student profiles, and transfers. And I believe, Chancellor Almirez, you have the first.
Okay, thank you very much. I have a few prefacing remarks before I visit each of the slides. I want to make, there are some issues here. I had a conversation with Chairman Kennedy, and he had asked for UIC to not only compare ourselves on certain metrics for the standard peer group, but also our regional, the metropolitan peer group. So we I think, have a different presentation for you this morning. Second, some of the metropolitan universities do not require the ACT. So we have a couple of slides that are somewhat misleading. third, finally, after several years, we have a very